السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قدر مفتي صاحب أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the Ummah. Inshallah, let's make dua for those who are sick. Mufti Saab, a humble request for my brother who met up with an accident yesterday and all those brothers who are ill in hospital. Allah Ta'ala grant them, all of them, Shifai, Kamil, and Ajila. Mufti Saab, your platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Ramadan Mubarak, 1445. Before we continue, we sincerely apologize to the Board of Directors of Ansar, the esteemed listeners of Radio Ansar, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Yesterday was beyond our control. There was a huge storm the previous night, and we were completely down all the phone lines, internet, everything. So therefore, no program. Allah Jalla wa Ala forgive us for all our shortcomings. And may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us and grant us afiyah. May Almighty Allah grant your brother, I'm not sure who, Abid or who, Allah Jalla Wala grant him, Mawlana Salim Kareem's brother, and all those who are in hospital, Shifai Kamil, Siha Afiyah, a speedy recovery. And all of us should make dua and every day make this our habit. Da'u mardakum bi sadaqah. Habibuna Rasul Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one type of dawa and medication is you give out charity on behalf of those people who are ill and sick. So in that way, Allah Jalla wa'ala will grant them siha and afiyah, good health and a speedy recovery and protection from all the diseases and illnesses. And the benefit of it is Allah will grant us that siha and afiyah, the good health and protection, min kulli su wa makruh, from all types of evil and all types of vices as well. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala make us all min al-makbuleen, from his accepted servants. Today, the 9th of Ramadan, 1445, we continue with Surah Furqan, chapter number 25 and verse number 64. We mentioned to you on Monday, we are starting a new lesson, and that is chapter 25. This is in the 19th Supara, 19 Jews, the first quarter. So before the Surah ends, that is Surah Furqan ends, so just go there to verse number 63. That we discussed on Monday, and today we're discussing verse number 64. The true servants of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, what are their qualities? We are awake suhoor time, sihri time, so it's so easy for us. See what Almighty Allah states. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ, and they are those people who spend their night, لِرَبِّهِمْ, for their sustainer, nourisher, provider, سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا, during the course of the night, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, they are in sujood, they are in sajda, prostrating, in salat, out of salat, they are making dua, crying, begging, petitioning, and asking Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla Jalla. The hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, authentic hadith. أَقَرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَاءِ. The nearest the servant slave comes to the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is whilst he or she is in sajda. They are prostrating, an act of complete surrender, complete submission to Almighty Allah for the love and respect of Almighty Allah. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَاءِ. Hence, O Muslim, O Muslimah, O Sa'im, O Sa'ima, O fasting person, now it is your suhoor time, your sehri time, and now what should you be doing? That you are in sujood, in sajda, making sajda, and prostrating. So in salat, you want to make dua. In sujood, very good. So read all the Rabbana, read the duas you know in the Arabic language from the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Out of salat, you want to make dua, you want to get married, you want to pay your debts, you have so many problems regarding your health and what have you. So you beg Almighty Allah out of salat in any language you want to, but you go into sujood and you beg Almighty Allah. Sujjadan wa qiyamah, and they are standing tahajjud time. Today, you, my mothers and sisters, majority of you will look at yourself in the mirror so many times, and how white I must be, how fair I must be, how attractive, gorgeous I must be. Remember, it's not a hadith, it's a saying of the awliyaullah and some tabi'in and so forth. Man kathara salatahu fil layl bayyadallahu wajhahu fil nahar. When you read abundant salat at night, Allah Jalla wala will place a glow and nur and radiance and effulgence on your faces also during the course of the day. A natural glow, a natural beauty will come. Today, how much our mothers, sisters spend because they want to look fair, they want to look white, they want to look attractive. So do it the natural way. So every day, Ramadan is the training ground. So then Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, hiya da'abu salihin. So to become a waliullah, to come into the category of the salih, the pious people, one has to read tahajjud salat, and that is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Go read the noble Quran. What wonderful words. Remember, when we are loyal to Almighty Allah Jalla wala, the word is wafa. Wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was very, very loyal, extremely loyal to Almighty Allah Jalla wala. And the opposite word is jaffa, to be unloyal. So Almighty Allah is telling us, O human being, show your loyalty to me, not only during Ramadan, but throughout the year. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. So chapter number 32, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and verse number 16. Now we are sleeping with our spouse, sleeping with our children, sleeping alone. We're enjoying our sleep, and then 2, 3 o'clock, 3:30, we wake up, we make jaffa. Jaffa, oh my bed, I'm leaving you now. Oh my spouse, oh my children, I'm leaving you now. I have a greater appointment with my beloved Allah, Jalla wala, with my Mahbub, my beloved Allah, who gave me and granted me everything. Allah praises those people. تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا. That they show disloyalty, they move their flanks away from the beds, the comfort zone, and then in the darkness of the night they are calling their sustainer, nourisher, خوفا, out of fear. Ya Allah, protect us from Jahannam and the hellfire. وطمعا, and desirous of Jannah, desirous of meeting Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, desirous of the shafa'ah, intercession of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Chapter 32, verse 16. So start making it a habit, even 2 rakat salah daily, and for tahajjud, make multiple intentions, salatul tawbah, salatul hajjud, salatul shukr. It is for repentance, it is for thanksgiving, it is for need, and multiple intention. Hadith mentioned there in Ibn Majah, that when the husband wakes the wife up, and the wife wakes the husband up, and they read 2 rakat salat, Allah Jalla Wala, out of His benevolence and mercy and grace, then says, وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرَاتٍ, that these people have remembered Me abundantly and profusely. Imagine the grace, the mercy, the benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You, my brothers, sisters, children in Gauteng, Johannesburg area, and so forth. You have 2-3 minutes left, so we finish up now. Take your water, inshallah, take your medication, and start preparing. It's only 2-3 minutes left now to finish up, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, day 166, the Gaza genocide goes on. And remember, this is the latest news, views, interviews, nationally, globally, internationally. Israelis, the Haramis, the super terrorists and super murderers, kill 50 plus people in the Shifa hospital, a war crime, and more than 300 arrested. It is not people who are what they call terrorists and people with guns. Half of them are civilians, half of them are innocent people, but these Haramis think they'll get away with impunity. Hence, they have become a pariah state now in the world. The Houthis, they're doing great work. They in Yemen, they call themselves Ansarullah. Allah give them hidayat and bring them in the fold of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They attacked a ship going towards Israel and fired missiles in the direction of Israel. Well done to you, Houthis. Israel is undermining the top United Nations Court, the ICJ, the International Criminal Court, or International Criminal Court of Justice, and that was a complaint lodged by South Africa against Israel. They're undermining everything. There, people were waiting for aid and so forth in another place in Gaza. So were their helicopters. They attacked them, and 23 of our Palestinians became shaheed. Allahumma taqabbal joshuhada'ahum. Allah accept their shahadat. Allah Jalla Wala make it a means of dismantling America and Israel and all their supporters. And the time will come, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Israel limiting aid to Gaza is a war crime. That is what the United Nations have said. Thousands of shoes have been laid in various places as a memorial for every child that has been killed and murdered there in Gaza. So and it's more than 13,000-14,000 children murdered by the Israeli diaper force. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Myanmar, that's Burma, they're attacking civilians, that means attacking Muslims, so what we know as the Rohingya Muslims, and they are the people, remember, that are the most vulnerable people on earth today, like how you see in Gaza. So your time is coming up now, brothers, sisters, here in Gauteng area. You should finish up now, inshallah, make your niyat and everything, inshallah. Listen to this story here. So there was a president in America, Donald Trump, right? About him we'll speak just now. And he's got a son-in-law, Kushner. So Jared Kushner. So he's a donkey, right? So we call him Kushner the donkey. Why? He made a statement previously. He said the Palestinians must live under the Israeli occupation because they don't know how to rule themselves. You can go check it up. Now, who will make a statement like that? Only an idiot. So when you say donkey in the terminology of Quran means fools. So you must remember that fools and idiots. Now, look at what this idiot and donkey went to say now. And this is in your Haaretz newspaper. He says the Gaza seaside, the land there is very, very valuable. We must move these people out and remember that, then we must start dealing, wheeling, meaning that we can take it over and then we can start building our hotels and our sea resorts and whatever. So their whole aim is just to make money at any cost and so forth. He's a jutla, you must remember that. He's only got a voice because he is Trump's son-in-law. So we told him, Kushna, you go to hell. You must remember, and your jutlas, we will send them to hell there in Israel. Because you must remember, you came in there as invaders, you came in there as squatters, and mashallah, Hamas is teaching you such a lesson that you are seeing stars even daytime, alhamdulillah. Oxfam accuses Israel of preventing aid and impeding aid from going on into Gaza. These are all non-Muslim organizations. India and China, big dispute there by the border in Himalaya. China says this portion belongs to us. India says you're talking nonsense. So anyway, the two people are fighting. That's good for us, because both of them, if you ask me, are the real enemies of Islam also. Egypt woke up from their slumber, and they say, and Egypt tells the United States of America, your just verbal criticism of Israel is not sufficient. You need to do much more. And what is much more? They must apply sanctions, and they must sanction the ministers, and so many things they can do. So I say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, 3 Israeli soldiers wounded. So may they frack also and be dispatched to hell. If you don't know what's the meaning of frack, it means to die like a dog. You must remember that if there's no hidayat and guidance for them. Ben Gvir, the super terrorist of Israel, the minister of security, is delighted. He handed out 100,000 gun permits to the settlers and Israelis. Shoot to kill. No questions asked. You see, that's their mentality now. So now Blinken woke up. You see, the Secretary of State, Foreign Minister of America, he says the entire Gaza population is facing acute hunger. But he's another donkey, what he's Biden. So what they do? When the whole world say immediate ceasefire, then in the United Nations you go and veto it. And now you come and tell us about acute famine and acute hunger. But you are the ones, one side you say aid must go into Gaza, but you keep on giving material support to Israel, you keep on giving arms and ammunition to Israel. The murderer, the squatter, and the aggressor, you arm him, and those who are the oppressed, now you are debating how much food must go in, and you make some lamentable, oh, we are very concerned. Go to hell, man. We got no sympathy, empathy for you. I told you, Trump, Kushner, this is your father-in-law. So Donald Trump, he sues the ABC News because they called him the rapist, you see. His rifle was very busy, Donald Trump, you see. So you must remember that. We don't know how many women he was busy with. This guy, you must remember, and that guy there. You know, in Britain, he was their prime minister. So that Boris Johnson, and you look at their hair, they're both crazy guys, but they love women, you understand, and get busy with them with consent, without consent. So big court case, Trump and the ABC News. So the police, they raid, listen to this South African story. The police raid Mapisa Ankagula's home. She's the Speaker of Parliament. They said, and it's alleged, she was involved in big corruption. So they raided the home. So she has to speak now. There's big problem for the speaker there. So the SG Secretary General of ANC, Fikile says the heroes sometimes they become villains as well. He's speaking about Zuma. Zuma was our hero, he says, our president. And now he became the MK member and the main person there, so he's a villain. And now that matter is gone to court because they're calling themselves MK. And they say ANC, MK means that it is our asset, it's part of ANC. How can you steal our name? So that the judgment is still reserved. Listen to what Bibi Netanyahu has to say, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza. He made 3 announcements yesterday. He says, you Jutlas and Israelis, there will not be any snap elections now. No elections. Now we're staying in power. Number 2, international community, you like it or not, we the Jutlas, the Israelis, will enter Rafah and we will attack the Palestinians. And they say, and 3rd one, we will not stop till this complete victory. So remember, he's not bothered at all about their hostages and so forth. Therefore, Hamas knows that how to play the game. You must remember that. So Hamas is teaching Israel a military lesson, political lesson, and a lesson in the global narrative. 80% of the world population is pro-Palestine and anti-Jewish, anti-Semite, anti-Israel, anti-America. So what greater achievement? What a great thing Hamas has pulled off. And there in Mecca, they had the Mecca conference. You ulama, you scholars, you students, and you Muslims should know about this. So there on Sunday, Monday in Mecca Mukarrama, they invited scholars from various countries. So from the Arab world, from the African countries, from India, Pakistan, from Afghanistan, some we know also. So remember, what was the theme of it? Bina'ul Jusur Bain al-Madahib al-Islamiyah. So obviously you didn't understand that, majority of you. So building bridges among the Islamic Muslim groups. So what they call? They call the Shias, they call Aga Khanis, they call this one, call whoever they want to. And obviously, you know, Saudi Arabia always buys off people with money. They will give them gifts and then make a Umrah at our expense, go to Medina Munawwara. So 90% of these scholars, 80%, I won't say all, but 80-90% scholars for dollars, they say it's a free ride we're getting. Then we just give one talk and one lecture there and so forth. So remember, how in the world can we have unity with Shias? They swear and curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu an, our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, and you come tell us, you Saudis can't speak one word publicly against Israel, your Imams are not allowed to even use the word Yahud. Hopeless, useless, and this is just to gain some credibility by MBS Murtad bin Shaitan. So that is the underlying factor. Yesterday we did not have a program, unfortunately, we apologize for that. So let me give you the history lesson of yesterday and today. The 8th of Ramadan, in the 8th year of the Hijrah. So write it down, 8th of Ramadan, 8th year of the Hijrah. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Abu Qatada al-Ansari radiallahu anhu on a spying mission. Called it for your sake, spying. Why? 2 weeks after that was the conquest of Mecca, 21st of Ramadan, 8th year of the Hijrah. Go and see there by the periphery on the outskirts of Mecca, house things and so forth. So it shows when you're in political leadership, you need to be wide awake and you need to gather intelligence and so forth. So that is what that all was about on the 8th of Ramadan in the 8th year of the Hijrah. Today, 9th of Ramadan and the year 212 after Hijrah. So 212 after Hijrah, the Muslims, remember, they had landed in Sicily and they were spreading Islam already in Europe and all parts of the world already. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala give us tawfiq that we can take the message of Islam to all four parts of the world. Today 8:30 to 9, very interesting, my student Mona Riaz Limbada with Mona Zahid Khan, and they'll be discussing Muslim and drugs in Ramadan. Allah forbid. Even in Ramadan, some Muslims cannot stay away from drugs. So listen to the statistics and the sad, sad situation of this ummah. So Mawri asked him about 11 to 12 bliss of marriage, 1 to 2 tafsir. Today is Wednesday. Between Zohor and Asr, duas are accepted. Cry, beg Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. Allah make easy. Gee, Mawri Salim Kareem, we have about 7 minutes, inshallah. So let us have a sharpshoot Q&A, inshallah.
Don't finish reading Surah Tawbah in one sitting. Do I read Bismillah? Considering there's no Bismillah in the beginning of the Surah when I resume to continue. Jazakallah.
Remember that Surah Tawbah is chapter number 9 of the Noble Quran. That's the first thing. There are 114 Bismillah in the Noble Quran, 113 are in the beginning of the Surah, and this Surah, yes, Surah Tawbah, does not have Bismillah as you rightly mentioned. So if you are reading from the back, you are reading from Surah Anfal, and now you go into Surah Tawbah, which comprises 129 verses, so then you don't read Bismillah and that. But if you start from there, or you stop stop somewhere in the middle and then you want to read, so you read A'udhu Bismillah, so that will be the fatwa and verdict regarding that issue. So there's no problem with that.
Salaam, Mufti Sahab. Non-Muslims are putting this up often on social media from Sunan Nasai. The hadith is that the Messenger of Allah married me when I was 6, consummated the marriage with me when I was 9, and I used to play with this doll. Mufti Sahab, can we have an accurate response for this?
I pose to you one question. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 25 years old, and he, the master alayhi salatu salam, married Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, who was 40 years old. That marriage produced 6 children, 4 daughters and 2 sons. The 2 sons, Qasim and Abdullah, passed away in their infancy. So for 25 years, he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, had one wife only. So in the latter portion of his life, the master alayhi salatu salam got married to other women and so forth. Now the person who made the greatest sacrifice for the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam was who? Was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. By Allah's commandment, go marry Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Among the Arabs at that time, for a person to get married, you must remember, at a young age, with the permission of the father, the mother, and so forth, was very common. Therefore, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, none of them raised this objection that how could you marry this lady, she's so young, and so forth. None of them raised that because it was something. Leave that for a moment. I tell you, in our family, my father-in-law and them were in school, and remember that they were still going to school and they had children. So now in our time, so what you will say then? So you must remember they were 16, 17 years old, in standard 9, standard 10, matric, and they had children. They were beating the teachers. The teachers never had children, but they had children. So this is in our time here. So Islam promotes, you must remember, purity, chastity, and a chaste society. So Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha married, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her at the age of 6. She came to live with the master alayhi salam at the age of 9. In Islam, the earliest the lady becomes baligha, mature, is at the age of 9. All this happened with the consent of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha. The thing I want to explain to you is this. The master alayhi salatu salam married Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, whose rank and status is getting elevated. The master alayhi salatu salam from day one, Almighty Allah already stated, wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak, and you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we elevated your nami, your ismigrami, your honorable name, we elevated, made you the best and the most beloved and the most precious in the entire universe, Ya Rasulullah, just sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter 94, verse 4. So by marrying Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, her rank will get elevated. Hence she becomes the greatest scholar among the women. She becomes the greatest muhaddisa, scholar of hadith and teaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 2,210 ahadith she reported and narrated. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, who spent the most, whatever was humanly possible, he did for the master alayhi salam. His rank is getting elevated. So by Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam marrying Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, multiple benefits. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you married Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, who was 15 years your senior. The master alayhi salam 25, and she, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, 40. The master alayhi salatu salam marrying Sayyida Aisha while she was young, to show this ummah, you can marry a lady who's old, you can marry a lady who's young, you can marry a widow, you can marry a divorcee, all that the master alayhi salatu salam did. But the underlying factor, whose rank gets elevated? Siddiqa, Sayyida Siddiqa, Siddiqa, Siddiqi Beti, Siddiqi Sahib Zadi, Siddiqi Ladli, her rank is getting elevated, exalted. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Now if you just take all these haramis, you take Kushner and you take Trump, For what does Kushner got the big mouth? One is a jutla and one is Trump's son-in-law. So he feels I can get away. I can say the Palestinians can't rule. So you must remember that. So yes, Siddiqa radiallahu anha, her rank is getting elevated. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's rank is getting elevated. And none of the mushrikeen, non-Muslims, they objected on this. But the Westerners want to object today, but they are the ones who would promote, you must remember, prostitution. You can have one wife and 10-20 girlfriends. Go ask Bill Clinton what he was doing with Monica there inside the White House. They are the ones who will promote homosexuality. They are the ones who will promote lesbianism. They are the ones in some countries already, they're promoting bestiality. You can sleep with your dog also. So therefore, the dog walks in front and they walk behind the dog. They got the dog mentality, these haramis. So you should be the last people, and especially now, what has happened in the past 4 or 5 months, you must remember, has crushed all you Westerners who are standing with America and Europe and with Israel. You got no rights to speak at all of human rights, and you got no right to speak about justice. You perpetrated the greatest crime in the past century of murdering and killing our babies and children and men and women. 45,000, that's the actual figure, and 20,000 children you murdered, you haramis. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. You need to settle that issue first, and then come and raise a finger against our master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nubahul kilab, la yadurru sahab. The barking of the dogs will never harm the clouds. The master, alayhi salatu salam, was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to all. Mighty Allah, inna shani akawal abtar. The people who hate you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will crush them, Allah will decimate them. So that is our response, and 20 to 6 we'll be back. Inshallah, you join now, inshallah, Mufti Aku Mawlana Salim Karim, and then Mufti Aku, and then I'll be back at 20 to 6. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan, Mawlana.